Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are new developments this morning with respect to the terror in New Zealand. Let's bring in Will Carr, correspondent in Christchurch, New Zealand. First, Will, we have heard a passionate speech from the Prime Minister there, who will never mention the terrorist's name.
That's right. Good morning, Brian and Susan. She came out and said overnight that he is a terrorist, he's a criminal, an extremist, and she will never say his name, that she wants both the people in New Zealand and the people of the world to concentrate on the victims. I'm actually sitting right in front of a massive memorial in front of the first mosque that was attacked here. There are memorials like this all across Christchurch, honoring the 50 people who were killed. There's still more than 30 in the hospitals, 10 people still in critical condition. So the Prime Minister really wants the attention to focus on those people who are still struggling for their lives instead of the man who's now behind bars for this atrocious crime.
Yeah, the switch of focus from the shooter to the victims, how is that going over in New Zealand? I know in different areas they kind of focus on these things in different ways. Usually you do hear so much attention on the shooter. What's it like over there?
Well, you have to keep in mind that they have never experienced something like this. It's not like the United States, where we have had numerous mass shootings. This is the first major mass shooting that they've had since 1990. So this is really something that is very new to them. And the reaction that we have seen from so many people is really more one of sorrow than anger. And this community really rallying behind itself, supporting itself, instead of thinking about the hate that generated this attack.
All right. And lawmakers seem to be working very quickly on getting some new gun laws in that country.
Yeah, that's right. Keep in mind, they don't have the Second Amendment here. The Prime Minister has said that she wants to strengthen the country's gun laws immediately. That could include a ban on semi-automatic rifles. She wants to do that within the next 10 days, and it really seems like she will be able to get that through. Also, she talked about social media and the role that social media played here, because there was live streams of this attack that went out across the world. She said that social media can't be all about profit and not about responsibility, so they're taking a hard look at that as well.
Yeah, what exactly are they looking at with social media in the wake of this? Because a lot of attention has been focused on that. Are they talking about certain restrictions and maybe just the responsibility of some of these sites to flag content?
Exactly. And, you know, this has been a discussion that's played out in the United States with Facebook, with Instagram, with Twitter, where you have extremists, where you have terrorists, you have people who want to commit these mass crimes and want to do it during live streams. And social media companies have really taken major steps to try to prevent that from happening. But in this case, you saw it still happened. By the time the social media companies were able to take that video down, it had been shared millions upon millions of times across the world. I saw the video. It's one of the most disturbing things that I've ever seen. So that is what they really want to take a hard look at, is how they can make sure that doesn't happen and how they can hold the social media companies responsible with possible legislation here in New Zealand.
Right. And Will, the gunman has fired his lawyer and wants to represent himself?
That's right. He says he wants to represent himself. He appeared in court over the weekend. Per local law, they blurred his face, but you can still see his hands, and he made some kind of hand signal that's been associated with white power. Keep in mind, he also passed along a long, hate-filled online post. And when you read that, you understand the genesis of this attack. He's a self-proclaimed racist. He says that he hates immigrants. Ironically, he himself was an immigrant. He's from Australia, this attack obviously playing out in New Zealand. So he wants to represent himself. He only faces one murder charge right now, but that will jump exponentially in the coming days.
Okay, Will, we appreciate the updates. It's Will Carr reporting live from New Zealand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.